You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Stone Lake Historical Society has received a $10,000 donation from the North Lakes Community Clinic Sawyer County 100 Who Care Initiative. Historical Society officials say the funding will be used to make their facility more accessible, including the construction of new decks, stairs, and ramps. The grassroots initiative from North Lakes Community Clinic seeks to identify the needs of local nonprofits and charities and combine resources to help address them. The donation comes from their first collective giving event of the year. A Superior teenager accused of shooting at Douglas County law enforcement authorities will remain in adult court. The alleged incident occurred earlier this month in the town of Superior when authorities responded to reports of the 13-year-old throwing and breaking things. When they arrived, the teen threatened to shoot them and then retrieved a long gun from the home, firing a handful of shots at the officers taking cover. His father told the judge that the teen suffers from mental health issues and accessing treatment for him has proven difficult. The Rice Lake City Council approved an ordinance for the replacement of lead and galvanized pipes at their meeting last week. The ordinance will allow Rice Lake utilities to begin enforcing the mandated service replacement process for the pipes, which could contaminate the water supply and pose a health risk to residents. It will also allow the organization to apply for funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Individual homeowners may also be able to access financial assistance to replace service lines on their properties. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass agricultural vehicles in no-passing zones. According to a social media post, law enforcement authorities responded to over 400 crashes involving farm vehicles in 2024. They say there have been over 2,000 in the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding residents to be alert behind the wheel and drive with caution to protect both themselves and farmers on the roads, as those agricultural vehicles typically move at significantly slower speeds than usual road traffic. Wisconsin Republicans gathered in Rothschild over the weekend, highlighting both their political accomplishments and shortcomings from the last year. A number of high-profile Republicans took the stage on Saturday with a message of party unity, including Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Derek Van Orden. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina also delivered a speech as guest speaker. Following the speeches, state Republicans voted on a number of resolutions, including one to oppose same-day voter registration in Wisconsin. The Washburn County Highway Commissioner is reminding residents that County Highway K will see regular closures through the end of the month. County Highway K will be closed between County Highway A and Little Valley Road from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday for construction work. The closures are currently scheduled to run through June 2nd. Transportation officials are reminding residents that no signed detour is posted and they should use County Highways E and A and U.S. Highways 53 and 63 to avoid the closures. The western Wisconsin region was the first to be slammed by severe storms on Thursday evening. The storm system moving across the state dropped significant rainfall that caused some flooding. Some areas like Eau Claire and Altoona even saw golf ball-sized hail dropping from the sky. There were multiple confirmed tornado touchdowns as warning sirens and emergency alerts sounded across the state, including in New Richmond. After landing in western Wisconsin, the storm system moved east, causing more damage with flooding, hail, and tornadoes. As rates of overdose deaths decline across the country, Wisconsin saw one of the largest drops in 2024. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently announced that overdose deaths dropped 27% nationwide last year. According to their data, Wisconsin saw the third largest decline of any state in the country, dropping 36% in 2024. State health officials have routinely cited programs created through opioid settlement money for the improving overdose numbers, especially the use of harm reduction tools like Narcan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year. This year, the agency is encouraging residents to plant milkweed in their yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, with five of them listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on and the only food the caterpillars can eat. Residents can find native milkweed plants on the DNR website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging, but at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown star's films. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate that and wants no part of it, and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the friendship is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.